Okay, this is Karen Casper, and I am interviewing Gail Gatta. And we are at the Stevenson Public Library, and the date is August 13th, 2022. And now you have a story to tell us about your grandfather or great-grandfather.
This was my grandfather.
Okay. And he has a town named after him. He has a town named after him?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us the story.
Okay, here goes. I have the, of course, I have the book, and his boys and my daughter-in-law's know, but there's a few stories I've probably told you a dozen times over, but I'm going to tell you, so I'm not going to go into, you know, that my grandfather, Joseph Wagner, was the first settler in Wisconsin, the county, and it got named after him, which is Wagner, Wisconsin. And they came there, he and his wife. He had met her in Mankato, Minnesota, and they got married, and her name was Susan Doffenbach. And at the time, she was a nurse at Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And he heard that there was lots of free land you could claim over in this area that was unclaimed, unnamed. Okay? So he told his wife he was going there, and he was going to, like years ago, you could go and claim land. And so he took a train, I believe it was, I don't know if it was to Green Bay or where, however he got to the spot where he picked. In the end, maybe Marinette, Wisconsin, but he got an Indian to drive him in a canoe down to this piece of land. So they went down the Menominee River, and when he saw that parcel of land that he wanted, that's where he settled. And evidently built a little cabin or something and sent for his wife. And so she came, and I don't know if they had a child, not when they got there. Well, anyhow, he then, when he got her there, she worked, you know, years ago, wives did. She worked out in the woods and everything for him, and then he went, and I see now, I've read this, but anyhow, he worked in a sawmill in Wallace, Michigan, which is where I ended up. I mean, that's where I've lived. And she'd go out into the land and help him and do that. And, of course, when she was at Mayo Clinic, they wanted her to stay. The doctor came, Dr. Mayo, and he wanted her to stay because she was good at what she did. So he had told her that there was Indians, no white settlers, but there was Indians, but they were friendly Indians. Well, he was out in the woods one day, and she had her oldest son, a baby, and she looked out of the window of this cabin that they had built, and here were Indians, two Indians coming. And she got scared, and so she took the baby. But before the Indians came, she had set a bread dough, okay? And she had that sitting on the table raising. And so she took the baby, and she went upstairs, and she kept the baby real, real quiet. And pretty soon the Indians left. So she went down, and she looked, and there, evidently, they'd never seen risen bread dough. And there was her fingerprint. And so she did get, she realized then that they were just good, good Indians. And they started a farm, and they, I don't know how much land he took, but it was a lot. And that's where they started raising their family, which was 11 children.
Wow.
My mother was the youngest of the family, and my grandpa always called her Dolly. Okay. But grandma, when she was in Mayo, had practice midwifery, you know, to be. And of course, when she got to that area, there wasn't doctors, there wasn't anything, but ladies were still having babies. So she delivered many, many, many babies. I wish I knew how many, I don't. But I do know that I was the last baby she delivered. Ooh. And that was in 1935. And so he passed away a long time. I don't know him. I know Grandma.
Yeah.
And I know she was the best donut maker. She'd always make homemade donuts. I know that. And I know my mother would go and get, because she lived with her, not the oldest son, but with my Uncle Leo. And that, because he was the one who was doing the farming and doing all that kind of stuff. But my mother would go and get her, I know. And my mother was a real good seamstress. And then she would make, if Grandma wanted a new dress or something, she would do that. And we would have this 1 week with Grandma Wagner, where Uncle Leo's kids had Grandma all the time, because that's where she lived. And we were a little envious of that, too, I said, you know. And she lived to be, I was figuring this out, let's see. I got new glasses, and I'm okay. 77 she lived to be. But at the end, I know she was bedridden, because I know my mother went and bought a pair of, like, little booties for her to wear on her feet. Evidently, I take after her for that. My feet are cold all the time. And she did. But they, because he had settled that got named after him, Wagner. And he was high, like, kind of in politics even, you know, years ago what politics was. It's not like nowadays, I said, you know. But he was, and he had lots of authority. And, you know, to this day, every now and then I think of that. My mother always called her Mama. She was always Mama. You never heard. And I guess the night that I was going to be born, my mother said to my dad, "You better go and get Mama now." And that's, she came and she delivered me. And like I said, that was the last baby she ever delivered, I said. So,
do you know about when they settled the land?
Let's see. He left Vienna in 1849.
Okay.
And he died in 1925. And they came to... Yeah, and another thing, I'm talking this backwards. Of course, I should have seen it this first. But when in 1865, he was 16 years old, and his mother put him and his brother on a ship, because one of his sisters was settled in Mankato, Minnesota. So that's how he got there, and he met a dark man. Now, you know, we never heard of dark men, really, you know, that day. And a dark man is who taught him how to speak English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how he learned to speak English. And he got called lots of things when he was in Chicago, a greenhorn and stuff, you know what I mean, like that, because he didn't. And that's how he learned to speak English. And... when he was in Chicago, that's when he decided to go by his sister, and that's where he met Grandma. And she never had a chance to go to school, my grandmother. But she, when she was 16, that's when she went to work in that hospital in Mayo's. She was 16 years old. And... like I said, they cleared the land, and I'm going to see now here if I can see. Oh, and to get to Wallace at that time, you used a ferry across the Menominee River.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wonder if it says here, if it doesn't really say the year that they really came to that they came to Wisconsin. Let's see if, oh, and it says here that there was the Lady Indians were so anxious to meet a white baby. So, you know, it's stuff that you sit, and I'm trying to find what year it was. Oh, and there's a little article in here that I thought it had to be in the 1800s yet. I would think, because here it says, in the year 1893, Father Joe Fox would say Mass at a home. Yeah. And they were Catholic, yeah. You know. And anyhow, twice a year they would drive to Marinette for supplies. Can we see us doing it? I can see it right now because my kids don't want me driving anymore. And, this is a cute little, maybe my great-grandkids, it said, one day they were working clearing land, okay. And they had left their little girl sleeping in the cabin. Well, I never would have did that. And they went to check on her, and she was gone. And they couldn't find her. And Grandma, of course, thought some wild animal, because you're in the wilderness is what yeah. It is, had came and taken her something. But they knew the dog was missing, too. So they called for the dog, and the dog came. And there the little girl was. She was by a large puddle playing in the water. Ooh. And she said in baby talk, this is the little girl talking. They asked her where she was going. She said in baby talk, to Wallace, but I couldn't cross the Menominee River. So, you know, it's when you read this, it really takes you back to what people went through, you know? We complain now if everything isn't. I've did lots of complaining, and you can shut it off for this, but I've did an awful lot of complaining, losing my husband at such an early age, and he had a well-paying job, and I had to go to work. You had to have a hospitalization and, you know, yeah. And stuff like that. And when you read this, you sit and you think, you know, you had your mom and dad living down the road from you. You had one brother right next door to you, another one two doors away, and they were older brothers, and they just looked out for me, and I had my two sons. And, well, of course, my oldest son was married, but my youngest son was still living with me. And, no, when you read this, you see what they went through, and they really, really must have wanted to get to the United States, to go through, because I guess my grandfather, this you could put on because I've got one son of mine, that his language is not that great. But anyhow, this, when he was on the ship, he and his brother coming, they couldn't speak English, and these fellows would laugh at him, and they'd tell him all these cuss words, and he thought those were words you were supposed to learn, and he did. But you see what they went through yeah. When you were on a ship, you know, unreal.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be, like I said, he was, very knowledgeable. My mother said he was very, very bright. And here it says, in 1912, a new school was built in the McAllister area. Okay. And my mother was a school teacher until she got married to my dad. And they lived in Wisconsin, my mother and dad did, and I was the first one born in Michigan. There was, I had three brothers and a sister. They all were born in Wisconsin. The only one, my oldest brother, he was born in a hospital because that's, but then my brother Dewey, my brother Curly, we call him, that's not his real name. My sister Joan, all were delivered by my grandma. And of course, I was, but I was in Michigan. But then my other brothers, I got three younger brothers, they were born in hospitals here because grandma wasn't doing that anymore. Because between me and my brother, there's 7 years age yeah. difference. So things change. But yeah, like I said, he was very, very into, like my mother said, he was very, very into learning, my grandfather. And grandma, she lost her hearing at a real, real young age. But she, like I said, she raised 11 children, and had lost her hearing before some of those were born. And you didn't have little things like they have for babies. Now, if you can hear them, you can look and see what they're doing in their crib and everything. I see that my grandchildren have that with their children. So to me, when people talk about Wagner, Wisconsin, which is still there, I always say that was named after my grandfather. It isn't that I'm doing it to brag. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that. But I guess when you come down and think of it, to be named, have a town and a county named after your grandfather, you know. And like I said, I didn't know him. He had passed away long before I was born. But grandma I knew, and she was such a sweet, and she was, she went to swore to save her soul. I mean, you know, she was very, very educated in her own way, a very gracious lady, soft-spoken, and, you know, but to take a chance on meeting someone that came from a different country and meet him, and to get married and come with him to an area where it wasn't even settled. And I can't believe it because...
Yeah.
Now, kids, I shouldn't say that. My oldest son has always lived away. And my husband was, while he was living, he just hated that. He didn't want him living away. And I remember my son saying to him, Dad, he said, I've got a wife and a child. He said, I've got to go, because he had started at Goodyear when I was in Menominee. And anyhow, but it is, and like I said, I'll give it, I suppose, this book to my oldest. And then in the back, it's got pictures, and this was the one, you don't need to put, but this is the one, my Uncle Leo, that he was the one that took over the farm then and had that. And they were very religious, and what does it say here about Irene? Irene was my mother. She was born in 1906, and she was 21 when she married my dad. And that was, that's where it's Phillips, and they lived in Gaul, which is a town kind of over from, but we all went to the same church, you know, Grandma and Grandpa Phillips. But they were from Kakana, Grandma and Grandpa Phillips. Oh. How they got settled here, I never heard. I wish I knew more about the Phillips family, you know, but I don't think that anyone ever, and all of my dad's sisters and brothers, because he was one of the older ones, are all gone, you know, and that's one of the children. But anyhow, I took enough of your time.
Okay.
And
let me turn it off.
Okay, I got in, but